The state Republican committee held its annual meeting on Saturday. They voted for state-level party leaders, outlined their platform, and had speeches from prominent elected Republicans from around the state. At the forefront of everybody's speeches, of course, was the Senate impeachment trial, which continues this week. And KJZZ's Scott Bork was there, and he joins us now with more. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so who spoke at the meeting, and you know, what did they have to say?
So it was mostly prominent elected Republicans in Arizona. So Representatives David Schweikert, Paul Gosar, Debbie Lesko, plus Governor Ducey and a few other party officials. Senator McSally spoke in a pre-recorded video since she's in Washington for the Senate impeachment trial. They were all playing to a crowd of staunch Republicans, and McSally had a lot to say about the impeachment. She started by saying she was stuck in Washington.
But I'm stuck here in Washington, D.C., thanks to Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Adam Schiff. Have you been watching any of this? Adam Schiff and his Schiff Show have clearly stated that they want to overturn the results of the 2016 election and keep President Trump off the ballot in 2020. He has such disdain for the American voters and our values that this is what they're presenting. If you've been watching it all, I'm sure you feel like it's more painful than having major dental surgery without anesthesia.
McSally and party members really doubled down on their support for President Trump. They made it clear that despite whatever differences they had over issues, the party was unified behind the president and would be campaigning all as Trump candidates.
What were some of the differences they did have?
Well, when Governor Ducey was giving his address, he was interrupted by hecklers chanting, "No red flags, no red flags," in opposition to his support for laws that would allow law enforcement to confiscate weapons from people that a judge deems to be a threat to others. Ducey doesn't call them red flag laws, but his proposal mirrored red flag laws from across the country. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, differences mostly involved McSally and Kelly Ward. When the pre-recorded McSally speech was played, a handful of people booed her. And when Kelly Ward tried to pass some motions, you know, just procedural stuff for the meeting, a handful of people in the crowd were loudly opposed, and it got pretty contentious.
Okay, so on the other hand, what were they united about other than, of course, the president?
Pretty much every speaker there emphasized how important it was for Republicans to stay in power. Lori Klein Corbin, she represents the state at the Republican National Committee. She said it was a spiritual battle against communism to keep our hearts and freedoms free. Lesko said the Democrats have, quote, gone over the cliff. There was a lot of fear in the room that Democrats would destroy American values. And Kelly Ward said that Americans would lose their freedoms if the Democrats won.
We're going down the tubes, folks. Education's going down the tubes. Our Second Amendment rights are going down the tubes. Our right to free speech is really even on the line. So we have got to keep the pedal to the metal. As one example of what happens when Arizona voters make the mistake of giving Democrats even a little power, because look at the Phoenix City Council.
She's referring to the Phoenix City Council imposing fees on ride shares at Sky Harbor Airport, which Attorney General Mark Brnovich says is illegal. He's taken the city to the Arizona Supreme Court over that.
Right, and we're waiting on that decision. So Governor Ducey spoke, you mentioned. What was his message?
Governor Ducey really stressed the importance of keeping Arizona a red state. Though he said Arizona has a, quote, ruby red reputation, Ducey and pretty much every speaker there really made a point to encourage Republicans to vote so Arizona doesn't become another California, as he said. And that really resonated with the audience.
We only have a one vote margin in our House of Representatives, meaning we are one seat away from having a California-styled state legislature. Those are the stakes that we have here.
Okay, Scott, so you're there for the whole thing. What was the biggest takeaway you had from this meeting?
You know, I think the biggest thing I took away from the whole meeting is that the state Republican Party is absolutely united behind President Trump. There was some speculation this year over whether McSally would distance herself from the president, you know, especially as her opponent, Mark Kelly. He leads her in most polls. He's raised more money than her. She embraced Trump in 2018 and lost to Kyrsten Sinema. But after this meeting, we really shouldn't expect to see much daylight between her and Trump during the election.
All right. That is KJZZ's Scott Bork. Scott, thanks so much.
Of course. You're welcome.